You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Monday's Two Teas in a Pod, and with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
And we have on two very special guests who Tamara's had beef with before. So,
oh, geez.
You know, I'm not.
And give it time. Teddy will too.
You know what? It would be impossible for me to not, but let's see if she loves me or hates me by the end of this. Teresa and her new podcast co-host, Melissa Feister, are going to be joining us. And I can't wait to talk to them.
Now, Teddy, have you ever done Melissa's podcast prior to her joining, Teresa joining?
I haven't. I think she, I recently saw her though at a Monster Jam truck event.
Oh.
But all right, well, let's bring the girls in. And Tam, no stopping me because the first thing I'm going to ask is, what?
You go, girl. You just go with it. I'm just going to sit back.
Well, we are so happy for you guys to join us. And I mean, I have to ask the first thing just right off the bat. Teresa,
yes.
Did you ever follow Tam again?
You know what? I didn't even know I unfollowed her.
You got mad at me.
I didn't know the whole beef, you guys, honestly.
I did get mad at her. I really did because I don't like anybody talking crap about my
No, I really wasn't.
My man.
Really wasn't. It was the affirmation thing. Yeah. It was just because we had somebody in our cast that loved affirmations. And so I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me of Vicky with her old boyfriend because he would always give her affirmations.
But the problem was he had bad rap.
I know, but I didn't mean it in that sense. Yeah, saying that.
She apologized to me, Teddy, at awards.
Awards, yeah.
Don't you worry. I was sitting there like a little like, you know, whatever, a fly on the wall listening.
No, I met Louie and he walked up to me. And he was,
all right, look. Follow back, okay?
Thank you.
It's even worse than a follow back.
Big deal today.
It is my lucky day today for sure.
Two teas and namaste bitches are uniting.
Yeah.
Phew. We're back in the game. Hopefully we don't piss you off.
Wait, we have three teas on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Three teas in a pod. Three teas.
That's all right. I'll give you
Tease,
all right?
I like that.
You probably have the best tease of us all.
I have none, so.
Wait, all right, let's show them. No one can.
Please, you know, I will. There's not one person on. That's the fucked up part, is that all of us would actually do it right now.
Well, yeah. I've seen more of Tamara's tits than I would like to admit.
Well, I see Melissa.
At the MTV Awards. I was like, I need to get you a safety pin because those babies are out all night.
And they're so gone.
Yeah, no, I watched her too, and that jacket didn't move. So you stick it really good.
I did. And then I had a safety pin, and then I busted my safety pin open, and then it was all downhill from there.
Then it was, we were calling over Lamborghinis thinking they were Ubers. It was a hot mess of a night.
Teddy, we shall never talk about that night.
It was one of those very drunk nights.
Tamara, are those your originals? I know we're so not talking about this. Are those your like originals?
Boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I've had them done like 5 times. So I had my implants taken out and about a year ago. And so I had a lift, so I have no implant at all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they're not, I call them my yoga boobs. They're just nice, perky little boobs.
my
yoga boobs.
Your namaste bitches boobs.
I like little boobies. You know,
I do too. I like booties with little boobies, like the Brazilians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a booty, guys. I really try. I really do. And I'm like SpongeBob SquarePants is my body.
You got to get the heavy weight, the squats and thrusts.
Thrust. You know what? I know who does a lot of thrusting. Teresa, I read how many times you were having sex on your honeymoon. I was like, if my husband gets a whiff of this after our, like, we're on a good week when it's 3 times a week, I was like, I'm screwed.
I mean, 3 times a week still?
You guys,
Teddy, I said the same
like,
thing.
Why? I don't know. I don't know. I'm so, like, I'm into him. So if I wanted to, you know?
Well, how many O's a day can you have?
Norm. I think that's the norm. No? I mean, when you're on vacation, it's like,
how many times?
Especially on your honeymoon?
Yeah, of course. Especially vacation sex is better than any sex ever. Because you don't have to worry about kids and all that stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even at iHeart, when Edwin and I were together, like, I was like, he was fun, Edwin, and we were doing all the things, reminding each other why we loved each other. And we were still 2 times a day. We weren't doing... That's really all I got.
Are we saying this is a bad thing, 2 times a day?
No, but compared to Teresa's honeymoon sex.
Oh, I mean, well, listen, don't ever try to compare your sex to what Teresa is doing. Okay. Period, the end. You're never going to win that ever.
Okay. So now I was just watching an episode, I think of Potomac or something, trying to catch up for next season. And they were all talking about what your best sexual position is. So with you and your husbands, what is your number one?
Oh, dear Lord.
Go, Tam.
I mean, there's so many. No?
I know,
you have to pick one, guys.
I'm going to go from behind. But not in the butthole.
Yeah. Very important key.
Yes.
Well, what about just a finger in the butt? Wow.
Oh, God.
It's exit only. Exit only.
I might have done the finger before.
Exit only unless you've had over a certain amount of drinks.
That's what Eddie says.
Still, then exit only. I have a butt like dar. Like if you're anywhere near it, it doesn't matter how drunk I am. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
Do not enter ever.
Okay, Melissa, you have to answer though.
Melissa, she just did.
Teresa. No, she just. Oh, she. You're from behind too.
Oh, I just don't. No, Tamara likes it from behind.
Oh, I don't.
I like no butt anything. And I don't know. You know what? It might be boring. I just like to be on top. Like I'm kind of in control.
Oh, that's too much work.
The boobs. I know, but I like it. You know, and then you can like, damn.
All right, Teresa, what are you?
I guess I have to say when Louie's on top.
Yeah. See, they're like romantic and shit.
See, I'm similar. I like that or I like side. Where it's not really like
you know what I like side too.
It's something because then you have the double O. It's like the inner and the outer.
Yeah, I like side too. Yeah.
Oh my God, Josh, don't ever listen to any.
I know. I'm like,
don't ever.
Well, how did you guys? Was it by did you do Melissa's podcast or how did you guys meet?
Now Melissa.
So actually, Tamara, I think it was close to when you came on Side Piece.
Yeah,
I think shortly after. I had Teresa's attorney on. And then we remain cool. And then I met Cynthia through Mike Hill, Cynthia Bailey.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Mike Hill came on. And then the four of Josh, my husband, and Cynthia and Mike and I, we all went to dinner. And then we all became good friends. And then I went to Ultimate Girls Trip premiere here in LA as Cynthia's date.
Oh, and so you're close to Cynthia.
Yes. So she was like, yo, Mike can't go. Can you be my date? And so then I went up there with her. And then that's when I initially met Teresa. And then months and months and months of conversation between her attorney, you know, Teresa and I started getting together and talking, and we just had such great conversations. And like, I love her to death. And I was like, why don't we do this? Like, A, just the talk, this shit's fun.
Yeah.
And Teddy, by the way, you know how it is doing it like solo by yourself.
Yeah.
That's just a hard gig.
Just to be able to have someone like go back and forth. And as you guys know, housewives, ex-housewife, whatever, there's so much more to Teresa than anybody ever even sees, knows anything just because they watch Jersey Housewives.
Yes. So Teresa, I have to ask you, do you think that Namaste Teresa is more or less the actual Teresa?
Is more the actual Teresa.
It is?
Yeah. Well, she's an unedited version. She can say what she wants and it doesn't get twisted, right?
Yeah. Really get to know me. Like you'll see, I wake up happy. I'm so easygoing. I go with the flow. I love hanging out with crazy bitches. I do. I'm like, I'm not crazy. I'm like very, I'm chill. And I just, and so I like to hang out with like my girlfriends that are crazy because I like laughing at them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just chill and I like, they make me laugh and I love that.
Yeah. Well, I will say, Teresa, that we have a showrunner right now that used to work on your show. And we were talking about some housewives that were difficult to work with. You know, you know, they bitch and complain.
And what did they say about me?
They said you were the easiest.
Told you.
Me?
Yep.
So are you one that like shows up on time?
Me too. I'm the easiest. Done?
Well, I don't know about the on time. That's the only thing. Well,
but Teresa, you have never been late to one single thing. And how many we've done? Literally,
I've been on time with Dancing with the Stars, Housewives. It's because, you know, there's a lot going on.
It's because they always run late. Why should we get there and sit and wait?
No. And the thing is, like, some of the other girls don't run on time. So it's like, we know the pattern. We know who's going to be late. Yep. Yeah. And I mean, the only time I'm late, if it has to do with my kids. Yeah. And like, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, we all have kids. So like, of course they come first, you know?
Yep.
You guys, she pops, listen, at all of us, it doesn't even matter, Teresa, all of us sitting here can pop off, right? Especially if it's family or anything like that related. But I'm telling you, this chick, Teresa, is so like, this is it. Like I go to her house, she's like, just
chill.
It's Melissa, calm.
Do you live in Jersey?
No, I'm here in LA.
Oh, you live in LA. Okay.
Yeah.
But she came to my house and we did a photo shoot and it was fun.
She was at your wedding.
Yeah, she was at my wedding. She was at my bridal shower. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Back to back.
Speaking of wedding, can we talk about Ramona releasing your invite and then why she wasn't at the wedding?
Guys, tell me your opinion on that.
So my opinion is that it was on purpose.
I mean,
you have to know better. Like, I am so cognizant when I'm going to walk with my kids or doing anything on Instagram to make sure there is never an address shown. So if you're in a public platform, I personally think that you are aware of that. I mean, I know that Ramona's whole shtick is like to just be, you know, kind of goofy in that way, loosey-goosey. Yeah. But like, you have to know when you show the front of an envelope.
I don't know. I disagree because this is the same woman that showed her bank account statement just in passing. Like, I feel like she doesn't. Yeah. And she's like, let's face it. She's in her 60s. She's not really good on social media.
And I mean, she also called me Gina repeated times.
Yeah. And I feel like she's just such, she's absent-minded. Like, that's just Ramona. But
I agree. Tamara, I agree with you. I think she's so like, and then when she's like, oh my God. Did that offend you? Did that whatever?
I know. And then she's oblivious to it. Like what was that a bad thing? Well, right. Yeah, Ramona, it was.
When I called her, she was like, well, what did I do? I'm like, Ramona, I'm like, why did you put my invitation on your story? She's like, why? I was like, what? And she's like, all right, tell me what you want me to do. What do you want me to do? I'm like, take it down.
Yeah.
I'm like, take it down right
I
now.
I feel like she just doesn't have any self-awareness whatsoever and maybe like not a lot of consideration for other people. Because it's just character that you don't post an invitation to anything.
Granted, I posted Jim Edmonds' invitation to his wedding. No, I didn't. I talked about it on the podcast and showed because I said it was embarrassing. But I didn't put the address to where.
Yeah, but by the way, when it's your sixth wedding, it can be posted anywhere.
Right.
Okay. It's fair game to go anywhere in the universe that it needs to go. Okay.
Especially
the seventh one and the eighth one and the ninth.
Wait, that person was his sixth wedding?
I think it was actually his fourth. Four. But you didn't hear about this, Teresa? He like went after me. Told like I was like he wants to get like his own fruit to hold because he sent me a text like wishing that he's like you're pathetic, blah blah blah. You did this. I'm like all I was.
Oh wait, that guy Edmund from the show.
Yes. All I said was kind of embarrassing. His name's Jim, and he's having a James Bond theme engagement party. A fan sent me this, and I showed just like a little bit like this.
Yeah.
And then he got my phone number and honestly let me have it, threatening me. And I was just like, listen, I'm not going to have a man talk to me this way. And then I posted all of his texts.
Oh, you showed him.
Why wouldn't you do that?
My question is then when Ramona didn't come, I think, you know, maybe she didn't mean to post the address, but she definitely meant to show that she got the invite for clout.
Like, yes.
I got invited
She's
to this.
Bragging.
She's bragging. But then what did she have to do that it was so important that she couldn't come to the wedding?
I don't know. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. She just said, like, she responded.
Well, after all that bragging that she got an invitation, then she didn't show up.
Would you want to go?
Holy shit.
Yes.
Well, I would have sent Teresa and Louis something to apologize that I did that. And, you know, I was so stupid to do that. I would have felt horrible. I would have. Yes, I would have went.
Yeah, after. You know what? Because it did cost me more money on security. It really did. Because,
yeah. I could imagine.
Yeah. Because now we're like, you know, like shit, you know, like now.
And not to mention.
I hire more security. So
didn't you film it? So wasn't it supposed to be more of a surprise? And she's giving out all the surprises. And yeah.
It was so, I know it was a shit show to begin with because of like the release, the invitation release. It was spectacular. Like,
and
absolutely.
Then, wait, guys, and then this, I had to send out new invitations. I sent out new invitations. You know,
why?
Oh my God, because I had changed the password.
Everybody's going on the online.
So wait, so Ramona did cost me, you know, a little bit of money. Yeah, because then I sent out new invites, but then I was thinking to myself, then I sent out a rose box. Like, you know, so then I was thinking to myself, since I'm sending this out, instead of everyone giving them their favor at the wedding, they could keep this. So that was their favor.
Right. So well, it was a beautiful invite.
She didn't show up. Oh my God, that bothers me so much.
So then I had to pay extra money for all the postage, you know, and it was heavy. So, I mean, plus the security, you know, I spent a pretty penny. But
what was your favorite moment from the wedding?
I have this, all of it. It was pretty magical, guys. And, you know, I wish you guys could have been there.
We're going to see it, right?
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see it.
When does it, is it on your, is it a special or is it on? Okay. So do you know when it comes out?
No.
Right after Jersey ends.
After Housewives.
Okay.
Like yours, Tamara.
Yeah. Are they going to name it? Are they going to name it? Teresa's Jersey wedding, like they did me, Tamara's OC
Tamara's
wedding.
OC no, wedding.
I asked them, they didn't tell me yet what they were going to name it, you know?
Yeah.
It was the most perfect day. Like it was, we thought it was going to rain. And then when we were getting married, you don't understand, like the sky opened up.
Oh, that gives me chills.
Yeah. And great. My psychic, that, you know, spiritual reader that I speak to, her name's Gina Marie. She was on my show. She was she was there.
Aww.
And she sent me a picture of the sky and she circled it. She's like, your parents were looking down at you. Yeah, guys, I swear to God, it opened up. There was two rays, like two, like sun, you know, like the sun was coming through two clouds.
Did you have two chairs sitting out for your parents at the wedding?
No.
Yeah, that would probably make me more sad. I've seen that
where they've had like pictures, like chairs.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to do that. I didn't do no pictures.
Ooh, really?
It'd be too emotional, probably. Sad.
Well,
right?
I don't know if you guys know, my veil said Sampri and Zami. That is, it's on my parents' mausoleum, and it's my tattoo right here.
Woo!
Oh, wow!
You trying to show us?
And it's 333 because my mom gave me signs of threes, so that's why I put 333. Because there's like lots of good, there's a, you know, my mom passed away March 3rd. My dad passed away April 3rd. My parents were engaged in 3 months. They got married. My dad was with me 3 years after my mom passed. I met Louis 3 months after my dad passed. Like there's a lot of threes.
Three is your significant number in your life.
Yeah. And then I was trying to get married on a 3, but I got married August 6th. So I'm like 3 plus 3 is 6.
Yeah, there's ways to figure it out.
Yeah, because yeah. I was trying to find a 3.
Hey, it's Megan King from Intimate Knowledge. If you want to know what was really happening between me and Mike Johnson from Bachelor Nation in Vegas, listen right now to Intimate Knowledge and get all of the not safe for work details. Listen to Intimate Knowledge on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Let's talk about your wedding hair. I heard it took 3 hours.
Was it $10,000?
3.5 hours.
Holy
if
shit.
That, I would say probably more.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because it was, you know, the hair, you guys know hair's expensive.
Freaking expensive.
Yeah. Was it heavy? And how long did it take to get out when you went to have sex that night?
Well, Priscilla, I was hanging out after Priscilla. It took her 45 minutes to take out my hair. 45
minutes. Oh, I can imagine the bobby pins. Yeah. Yes.
I can't even imagine how you did it. And then before we switch into Dancing with the Stars in Jersey and all of that, Melissa, are you excited to be moderating a panel at BravoCon?
Pumped.
And what panel is it?
It's actually, Teresa, I haven't told you this. It's one of yours.
I love that.
I know. I wasn't going to tell you.
He loves to give me surprises. Okay.
I
hate surprises. Tamara, don't ever give me any.
listen, I like showed up somewhere.
I always want to. If you could give me a surprise, just make sure I'm hair and makeup ready.
Oh, right, exactly.
Exactly. And what panel is it? And now that you know Teresa, are you going to tell her things she's allowed to ask and not ask?
Oh, I'll still ask Teresa anything unless it's really good. Then I'll say, actually, don't answer this and save it for Namaste, bitch.
Yes. Wait. So whose idea was it originally to start the podcast together?
Mine.
It was yours.
Teresa was going to do another podcast like what, a year ago?
Yeah. I was supposed to do another podcast like maybe 2 years ago because it took a year to like do the contract.
And you know how long this shit takes.
And then after we're done like with the contract, we're about to like to do it. And then like Jim,
it just fell through.
Attorney, yeah, he was like, "It's just not. I don't think you should do it." And I was like, "Okay, you know." But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. I so believe that. I'm like a big believer of that, and it was better. Like I'm so happy doing it with.
I was also the same. Like, so many times to do podcasts, I didn't know anything about it, and I kept putting it off because it just didn't feel right in my gut. Then I got a call from Teddy and iHeart. I'm like, "Sure, let's do it."
Remember, Tamara, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Remember, you're like, I think I'm going to be doing a podcast.
Yeah. I got asked to do so many, but I didn't know. I always heard you don't get paid. You don't make any money on podcasts. And I said, I'm too busy to not make money. So it's not a thing for me. And then there's a lot of smaller podcasts that, you know, I don't know who at the time, who's the big one, who's the right one.
And then we came in and we're just like, yeah.
Bitches, make it rain.
Yeah. But I'm glad I stuck it out and it worked out.
But you guys there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, there is.
Especially because we watch every single housewife franchise now. Every single one.
That's
like you could
job.
Honestly quiz me and before I ever did Housewives, I didn't. And so the fact I know everything, every detail of crumb of every single franchise, it's honestly, I sleep and dream about it now.
It's insane. That's a full-time job. Keeping up with Bravo and shows and drama and madness, that is alone.
Well, I'm filming right now and trying to do the podcast. It's over the top.
Like, it's a lot.
Our film schedule is insane right now. And then this is what, our second or third one this week?
Are you excited to be back?
Yeah, I was a little nervous to go back, you know, because the first year off, it was like I was in a deep depression, honestly. And then COVID hit. And then I'm like, what the hell did I do? Why did I get fired? I never understood. And then after that, you know, life goes on. And then I got adjusted to my new life. And it was so nice not having to be glammed and all that and eat a little bit more than normal. You know, and all those things and spending a lot of time at home. And then when you least expect it, they reach out and say, okay, you want to come back? And I'm like, yeah. At first I was like, yeah, I want to come back. And then I had like a meltdown. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. Your life goes by so fast, you know, 13 years just went by so quickly.
How many years have you been on, Teresa?
Well, I just wrapped season 13.
Have you guys done reunion yet?
But I remember 1 year we filmed two shows in 1 year.
Oh, was that the year that you went to camp? Sorry, I don't know if it's jail or prison. Which one do I say?
Camp. Day camp.
I think the correct word is I think prison, right?
I don't know.
Camp.
I mean, I used to always say camp, but I'm fine with it now. Like I'm all, you know, it's fine.
Are you still friends with anybody from camp/jail/prison?
Yes. My bunkie, that's how you say it. My roommate, she was a politician in Westchester.
Wow. What'd she get in trouble for?
Just a mortgage fraud. And someone outed her out. Meanwhile, like to get themselves less time.
Right.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Do you think Jen Shah is going to end up in jail, camp, prison?
I really don't know her story. Like, I don't know her story. Like, I don't, like, you know, I don't follow it, you know?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Melissa.
They're saying.
Yes, sir. I don't realize this about me. Like, I know the only I went to prison because I'll be straight up with you guys and I'll say it, you know, clear as day. I did nothing. I really did. I signed, you know, papers that my husband told me to sign. You know, he was flipping homes and I got, you know, they used me as an example.
Right.
And like, even Joe was like, you know, meanwhile, it was him. And he even said, he's like, my wife had nothing to do with it. And he's like, babe, he's like, they want you more than they want me. He's like,
do you think because you're on reality television and you had a name?
Yeah, because I was on TV. And I swear, guys, I thought it was such a joke. I'm like in my heart, I was like, okay, like, this is such a joke. Because I'm like, I didn't do anything. Like, I swear to God, I thought I was just going through the motions. I'm like, I never, like, swear to God, if you would have said, I'm going to shoot you right now. Are you going to go to jail? I'm like, no, shoot me. Because it's not going to happen.
Right.
How many of us do that, right? How many sign stuff?
Like, I never in a million years thought that was going to happen. But when we were in the courtroom and when the judge said whatever she said, I looked at my attorney and I was like, what did she just say? Because I didn't even, I said, did she just say I'm going to jail? I was like, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, what? I was like
you're so tough, like externally tough. Like for me, I'm kind of that way too. But if I would have heard those words and in the court, I probably would have went to the fetal position. Like I couldn't even imagine. And plus I'm so claustrophobic. I could not imagine being in a jail cell. I would have a nervous breakdown.
You know, it wasn't a jail cell. It was like pretty much like in the basement and like everybody had cubby holes and that was in a, and I had
so it was like kindergarten?
It was, yeah.
It was like nap time in kindergarten.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I felt like a college dorm. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Is there anybody though that you were like scared of in there? Like this person could hurt me?
No.
I don't think it was that type of place.
No, there was scary people. Like there was this one girl that always tried to eye me up and down at the gym. I was like, please, like, I'm not scared of anybody. Like I'm not, you know? Yeah. Like there was fights in there. Yeah, there was definitely fights.
Really?
Jen Shah can hold her own.
I don't know. I think that she is, Jen Shah is very tough on Twitter and fighting and all of these things, but I just want her to focus a little bit more on what's going on in her life, a little less on the show. Like when that was happening, when you were in court, were you still focused on the television show?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like you should like just focus on that. Like that's what I would.
Yeah.
We knew nothing about that. Like, I wish we would have spoke to more people because I was like, so, you know, it's like, I didn't want to talk about it with anyone, but sometimes it's better to talk about it with other people.
Right.
Other people can help you and say, you know what, you should maybe speak to this person or speak to that person, you know, because we knew nothing about the legal system, really, like nothing about it.
Right.
And I hired this like top attorney that I thought he was going to be phenomenal. Meanwhile, he was not. Like, I spent so much money and he was like, did nothing. And then this is what I figured out like afterwards, like lawyers, they'll say, all right, I'll give you this one. The next one, I'll give you all, like, you know what I mean? I'll give you Teresa. The next case, let me win that case.
Teresa, that's another reason why when we were talking to our attorney, it's like there's so much this is just a smidgen, right, of what she's been through. Like, you guys know too, we see a lot of you two, Tamara and Teddy. People don't really know behind the scenes, right? It's just what they see on a freaking crazy drama filled housewives show. So I think that's why too, like, it was, you know, the attorney and Teresa were like, you know, that's not really who I am. Like, that's a piece of me, and not even a big piece.
Yeah, like, they judge. I feel like I got judged from the show, and instead of, they really should have got to know me of who I really was.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's over now.
I'm not a big fan of attorneys.
Yeah, either am I, but it's over now. I did what I had to do. I guess there was a reason why I had to do it. And, yeah,
you look at the bright side.
And you know what I did?
But look at you. Like, now you're divorced and you're in love and life is good. And that probably would have never happened.
I did yoga every day. I really, that's how I discovered yoga, from being in there. And then when I came out, I got certified. I mean, I got in the sickest shape with my body. I was at the gym every day. And I watched TV. Like, I never watched
Sounds
TV
like a vacation.
I know.
You can watch TV in there?
Yes, you can watch TV
in there. Were you allowed to have cell phone?
No cell phones. There was, you know, there was, of course, sex going on. You know, it wasn't my thing. I'm not into women. But like, you can have relationships in there. You hang out with girlfriends. You'd like, it was like party.
Wow.
Well, so it could have been worse.
Where I was, it was not bad at all. You know, it was like a camp.
Well, speaking of hard things, for Tam and I, this would be the hardest thing.
Hardest thing in
the
entire world.
Dancing with the Stars.
Whoa. Yeah, it was like. Yeah, I'm down to the skinniest that I've been in a long time, which I like it.
I know that's the only reason why I'd like to go on it, but I can't dance. It's my biggest nightmare to ever be asked, because obviously I wouldn't say no, and I would embarrass the hell out of myself. But getting into shape,
guys, I had no dance experience whatsoever. Like, I was like,
me either.
But you learn. It's amazing.
How long did you train?
Before the first dance. 10 days, and I was supposed to start 3 weeks before, but I was like on vacation.
I
was on my honeymoon. Then we went to San Francisco. Louis had to go there for business. Then we went to LA to do the photo shoot for Dancing with the Stars. Then after that, I went to Florida because Louis's best friend got engaged. And then we started, because I was supposed to start 3 weeks before, and I only started 10 days before.
When did they actually ask you? How long ago?
When I was on my honeymoon. Oh, the first time?
Yeah.
When I came home from prison.
They asked, you've been asked before.
Oh yeah, I've gotten asked several times. But my first time was as soon as I came home from prison, they wanted
me. And why did you say no?
Because I had to film Housewives.
See her kids and see her housewives.
And then I was really torn. But like, I had to film Housewives, but then I was also torn. Like, I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, I've been away from my kids for 11 and a half months. I can't leave them now.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was right after.
I'm not kidding. Like I didn't see Louis. Like, I did not see my family for 3 weeks. Because, all right, so I started 10 weeks before. Then I did the first, like, since I started, I didn't see my family.
And how long are the days of practicing each day?
Well, we practice 4 hours a day.
4 hours a day. That's a long time to work out.
Well, no, but then it was more. I mean, you started the second week. There was times that you would practice in the morning. We'd do something and then you would go back because the
second week, you don't have as much time. You don't forget, you perform on Monday and then you start practice on Tuesday and then you have to perform and that Monday.
Oh.
So it's less time. So that's what happens. It gets to be less and less and less.
Who do you think's going to win?
I'll say four people, between Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah, she's good.
Wayne Brady, The Bachelorette, Gabby, and Shan Angela.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then I saw from your current cast, Jennifer... Or Jen Iden came, and then the new girl, right?
Yes.
So would you say Dolores
was gonna? I told Dolores to come to the finale because I have to go back to the finale. So I have to
love Dolores
dance again.
And then, so do you think that those are who, like, after this past season, is that who you're closest with?
Yes.
Jen and what's
I love Dolores.
Dolores. I love Dolores.
I love her. Love her.
Yeah, Dolores. We go back since in our 20s.
Yeah.
And they were in your wedding. Dolores and Jennifer.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. And and Danielle's, you know, I like Danielle. Yes.
And I know we can't really talk about it, but in a version, there is switches to what do you guys hold? You hold?
We don't hold anything.
Nothing.
But there are switches to fake holding air than what we originally thought.
Do you? But you don't. They even put their hands out. Do you?
We don't.
No, the hands are on the hip.
The hips. Okay, so the hip holding changes this year. Correct. We thought the hip holding was going to be is different than what we originally thought.
Oh, really? What did you think?
Well, I just heard that there was somebody that held hips that is no longer holding hips.
Will you just spit it out, damn it?
I can't.
You can't? Because I don't even know what you're talking about.
Text me. I want to know.
No. Isn't there a housewife that was originally a housewife that is no longer a housewife anymore?
Oh, she got demoted.
Yeah. I think that everybody knows that, right?
I don't know. It has not been confirmed.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think it's been confirmed across any platform. I was talking about this. I don't think it's been confirmed.
But my question is there somebody now that has replaced the hands on the hips?
Well, we're doing our photo shoot next Friday. Yeah, so I don't know. So.
And what do you have a color? Is it like jewel tones or?
Oh, geez.
I can't give it away. I'm going to get in trouble.
No, she can't. So you guys already filmed your season, right?
All done.
And so when do you air? Do you know?
I'm thinking probably the same time, like maybe February.
Yeah. I think it's February.
I don't know for sure, but that's what I'm thinking. You know, I don't know for sure though.
And what spot do you think you'll have on the couch?
Well, I think Orange County will probably air around the same time then.
Oh, yeah. You guys usually go back.
Great. I get to recap both of you. So both of you can be mad at me.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Teresa, let's go back to the beginning. Do you know what Dumois is?
No.
Teresa, for Pete's sake.
I don't. Fill me in.
Okay, so Dumois is considered, like, what is it? The interwebs, which is, they report anything that they get information on, but it does not have to be confirmed by a source. So they don't, like, it's not like the New York Times where it's like,
wait, is that like a blogger on Instagram?
It's like a step up from a step blogger. Up.
I mean, even Andy talks about them.
Yeah, like Dumois.
And nobody knows who runs it, right?
Yeah, wait, no one really.
Is that because of it's on your side? It's like the
It's all over.
Wait,
it's
everywhere.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, so go on your Instagram right now and type in DEUXMOI.
I'm impressed you know how to spell it.
DEUX, okay.
MOI. I'm blocked. So oh, I can't I see that.
And oh, they say follow back.
Yeah, of course they follow you.
Oh my
but
God.
On there, they report everything. 90% of the, like, I would say maybe 75% of the time.
They have 1.6 million followers and they're verified.
That's fake news.
But some of it's fake, some of it's not. So, like, for example, they said I hooked up with Chris Evans. I wish, not true. However, they put other stuff on there that sometimes ends up being
true. You know what it reminds me of? The blind items.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's like blind items.
It's the blind items, but it's not just celebrity. I mean, it's not just like reality people. It's everybody.
Yeah.
So every actor, everybody in the public eye, every designer, every.
Okay. Okay. So, no, I never heard of this, guys.
These are all things that Dumois has reported that then we end up reporting and so on and so on. Like, you've been on Dumois. Let's just put it that way.
They're blind items. Someone's cheating. This is that.
Yeah.
We saw this person having lunch. We do that, you know.
But their shit goes viral. If they post it on there, it goes viral.
Because they have a lot of followers. And
yeah. Well, guys, I didn't even hear about them, so I guess they're not that popular, just saying.
There you go. Now they're going to write something about you.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. Be careful.
A lot of people do, right? Let them write, right? It's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of rumors, what's going on with Dina? Are you not really speaking? What's the situation?
No, we're good. We're all good. Yeah.
Do you know she lives around the corner from me?
I've been to her house. Yeah.
Yeah. She lives. Yeah. Right around the corner.
I love it there. It's so beautiful.
So is it that she didn't want to film? Is that why she wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, listen, it sucks too. You're talking about, you guys know, when you're close friends with somebody, everyone's been through it here. You have a good friend.
I'm totally fine with it. Like, I get it. You know, it's like when you're not on, like, once you're on TV and then you're not on TV anymore, you don't want to be in front of the camera. I totally get it. You know? Cause like, it's like you're working and you don't want to work, you know, unless you're getting paid.
Right.
And especially if they make it clear they're not paying you. Yeah.
And the thing is, not that she wanted even to get paid, but I get, and her husband doesn't want to be on camera. So
yeah, that's what I figured.
I respect that, you know.
Would you ever do a show with just your family?
I've gotten asked. I said no.
That's hard. Yeah. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like maybe, like I've gotten asked like with Joe and like at the time, you know, you see Gabriella, my second daughter, she does not like the cameras. I mean, this year, I have to say, wait till you guys see, she was on this year. And because there's reasons why she came on, and you'll see, I was shocked. But Gabrielle usually doesn't film, but she wanted to.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, my kids are all over the place now.
Yeah, Gabriella, she's very private. She's
That's
my
how Spencer
smartest.
Is.
She's yeah. my smartest kid. She Mine really too. Is like a 4.4. She's like so smart. Yeah, she's amazing. And it's just not her thing. Like, you know, but.
Right. But I feel like Gia could have her own show.
Gia and Melania, they like the cameras. And I think Anna, she's like. She's on the fence. Like she's like half like Gabriella and half like Gia.
How old is she?
She just turned 13. She's my dad.
That's why.
Well, that's the age. It's the age where they're like, yeah. this. No. Yes. No.
Yeah. And she's my dancer. So she's like,
And she's got the cutest little body. She's got a total dancer body.
Like, that's what I'm saying. When you're a dancer, you have the best body ever.
And she'll keep it up with muscle memory if she just keeps it up the rest of her life.
See, that's muscle memory. That's what they kept telling me, you know, in dancing. Yeah. Muscle memory. And it's true. See, it is true. Muscle memory. You just got to keep practicing over and over and over. I swear to God, guys, I've been dreaming about my dances. Like this morning I woke up. I'm like, are we dancing? And Louie's like, what, babe? I
said, Louie's like, fuck no, we're not. We are done.
Does Louis film more this season? Like, is he in it with the other guys? Because Jersey, out of all of the housewives, the men are involved way more than anything else.
Yeah, and I don't like it, you know.
But I love it as a viewer. I love it.
Yeah, of course everyone loves it as a viewer. But I feel like, I feel like they're not housewives, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's your favorite husband?
But yes, he does. This season he does film, and you guys will see. Yeah. Who's my favorite house husband?
Yeah. No, besides, you can't say your own.
Besides my husband. Let's see. This past season?
Yeah.
I like Bill.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
He's like the voice of reason. Like, he's always the way he speaks. Like, he's just. Like,
he's very intelligent.
Never goes after anybody. He's just speaks so eloquently. Like, I just love, you know, I love the way he speaks.
Yeah. I love Frank.
Frank's the best.
We have Frank on the podcast.
Oh, what's Frank's girlfriend like?
Oh,
she's
awesome. I met her a few times, but she seems really sweet, but I haven't really hung out with her.
Is she on the show?
She.
Like background, but not like.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
The shade. Background.
She's really cute.
Oh no, I'm not trying to throw her shade. Meanwhile, she didn't like. They didn't ask her to get involved with our.
Right. Podcast. Was she mic'd or not mic'd?
Not mic'd.
Okay.
So I mean that's what I think, because
I think she'd get her feet wet.
I never had a conversation with her, so like, you know, so I don't know if she was mic'd. She's friends with I don't know if I could say. Well, she's friends with someone on the show.
Oh, I have a question. Okay. Is the girl? Tam, help me remember her name. She's Tiki Barber's wife.
That's her name. Tiki Barber's wife.
Yeah. Tracy.
Tracy.
So Tracy wasn't on the reunion last year, but now she's back filming again this year? Oh, she's not.
No. See how rumors get started?
This is how rumors get started.
There's so many rumors out there.
Who agrees to not even be on, like, is totally out of the reunion?
She was at one event, maybe, I can't even remember. I think she was at maybe one event, like one of, like, Melissa's parties, maybe.
How long ago does that seem already?
Decades?
A while.
You guys filmed. I mean, it just seems like, the wedding seemed like so long ago.
I know.
So long.
I want to say it.
It's going to be 2 months next week.
Right.
It's
no, insane. But you guys, tell us about your podcast. Like, what topics do you touch down on? How often do you release episodes?
Well, we just launched September 21st. We're going to do once a week. Once a week.
Every Wednesday. And it's all the behind the scenes, right? I mean, you guys know how it is. There's more to Housewives in her life.
But you guys talk like everything. We just talk about housewives. You guys talk about a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're recording episode 3. We're 3 in. I mean, so we're just starting. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's like asking a basketball player not to talk about the NBA. Of course, we're going to talk housewives and shit.
Yeah.
it's not going to be the focal point, right? And that was the thing starting this. It was, let's talk about some of that stuff, but let's also talk about what else makes you guys up. You know, what else makes Teresa up? Talk about the kids and married life. Does anybody know I'm a certified nutritionist, that I have a business helping people like Teddy, like same thing, like Tamara, what you guys do. There's so many things that people don't know about me, of course, duh. And then about Teresa. So that was like the thing, just anything. I mean, there's not, we're trying to feel it out, you know?
Would you want to be a housewife?
I would.
What franchise?
Well, Tamara.
Jersey.
Jersey. I would go out to Jersey.
You would? Would you come to Orange County?
I'd go with you.
Come on over.
I think Tamara,
she would be so spicy. Like, you need to get her on.
We need some spice.
Yes, Tamara, you need to. Oh my God, you
come move to you. So you live in LA right now, right?
I'm in LA.
Okay.
Well, Beverly Hills is too much. Beverly Hills, they wouldn't like my Forever 21 stuff.
That's all right. I will love your. I call it Forever 51. So.
See, Tamara, that's why you and I talked about. That's why I was like, that's my girl. Like. I mean, Teddy, remember when we meet?
Yes.
Like, we're literally going to Monster Jam. And I know you had a concert afterwards. I'm in like this little sports bra top and like my sweat.
She's honestly in like workout gear, but like full midriff, like everything. Just like there's no.
Teddy is glam. Like the hat, the boots. It's Monster Jam. And I'm like the homeless bum coming up. And she is. Like full fucking glam.
She's always glam.
So perfect.
Oh yeah, guys, I'm so glam.
When
right
you go
now.
Out, you're pretty glammed.
Because I don't like to go out. So when I do, I schedule all the things I have to do in one day. Yeah. Like I'll be like, this is the day I'm doing my ads. I'm going to Monster Jam. I'm going to the concert. I'm doing the date. Like
I drag it all out.
I drag it all out because if I could have my choice, like I'm going to put my kids to bed and watch a crime documentary on television. Like that is my dream.
No, but Tamara, that's why. I think it'd be funny because we'd be like, we don't give a fuck. And then somebody is like, would be like, what about this?
Melissa, how far do you live from Tamara?
You're probably, where in LA are you?
Like Marina, like an hour and a half.
Yeah, you're a little far.
Okay, Tamara, I think you should invite her to one of your parties.
Yes, I will.
I love Teresa's in production. And I think Teddy's Orange County.
Teddy's got a second house in Orange County down in Dana Point, so I think maybe you should just rent that and you come move down.
Oh yeah, you could come rent my house and you can get right in on the drama.
Teddy, you go to OC.
Oh, I'm good.
She doesn't like OC.
I'm good on that one.
Well, listen, Tamara, I had Gina on, I had Vicky on, I had the other Gina. I mean, I've had freaking probably-
You've had everybody?
Everybody, yeah.
We haven't had one OC girl on the show.
No, we'll have to wait till the show starts airing and Tamara's not on, and then-
You can talk about shit.
Then I can talk about stuff. We have to go through a couple of fan questions, which we do on our Instagram, which you guys see. So don't hold us accountable for these because they're actually from the gram. The first one is for Teresa. How would you feel about Caroline coming back? If you had to bring one wife back, who would it be?
Who?
We just talked about this. It's funny. We just talked about this.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense, guys.
It doesn't. Like, I don't think so either.
Yeah. So who would you bring back if you could bring one back?
You know who I thought made amazing TV, and I keep saying it, even though I don't know why she threw me under the bus. Meanwhile, she's like, because I'm the one that brought her back. Danielle Staub. She makes amazing TV.
She does. She absolutely
makes
does.
Amazing TV.
But like, she steps in her own shit.
I'm a little scared of her.
Yes.
I'm a little bit scared.
No, she's so not scary, guys. She's so cool. She really is. She's like so much fun to hang out with. Like I had so much fun hanging out with her. Like, and that's another thing. Like when she was beefing with Margaret, she never even talked about Margaret. She like beats at her own drum. She's like fun to like, see, I like hanging out with fun people like that. And she would make me laugh. Like I actually had fun with her. Like that's what I said. People never, like they saw like
the drama
on Housewives, but they really didn't get to know the real Danielle Staub. And I'm telling you, she was a lot of fun. Even Priscilla, Tamara, you know Priscilla.
Yeah, I love Priscilla.
Ask Priscilla about her. I mean, ask Priscilla about Danielle Staff. She'll say she was so much fun because Priscilla used to do her makeup all the time. And she would
say. Do you think she'll ever come back? Ever be asked back?
No, because, you know, everybody like killed the poor girl, you know, and like made her look so bad. And it's like, but like, she's great TV. And I'm all
I don't think you guys need anybody else. I think your cast is solid.
I mean, I'm only going by the question that Teddy got.
Right.
But my thing is, like, I'm a producer myself, you know, because after you do this for a while, you become a producer, you know?
You have producer's mind for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, after Housewives, that's what I want to do.
I said that too. That'd be fun.
And this is such an asshole question, so I apologize, but I don't know this thing because this is, I think, pre-me, but... Can you define what an analogy is?
Oh my God.
Oh, come on.
I don't even
This is not me, you guys.
I don't even think I can.
Fine. I don't even care, but whatever. So next, we all know what an analogy is.
I didn't know what gaslighting really was. So, and now that's all I hear on every
everything
housewife franchises.
I learned gaslighting. It's so crazy how I found out about gaslighting. So I'm not even going to go there, but I recently learned that word. Yes. Cause you know,
but like, I feel like everyone uses gaslighting and hypocrisy wrong at this point.
All the time. That's it.
Like, those are, and like those two words of like, I don't want to hear it on Housewives anymore. It's consistent.
It's all it is.
And then what else we got, Tam?
When you spelled out the, is it posh? Is that it? How you say it? Posh?
We don't even know the question.
When you spelled out what posh stood for, was that pre-planned or did it right in the moment?
Oh, piece of shit, crackle.
No, that I thought about that.
You would have to think about that.
What did you say?
Piece of shit, crack whore. What was the?
Home wrecking. Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Home wrecking whore, something like that.
Yeah, something
but
like that.
But we're missing a C. Piece of shit, C.
Crack.
H. Home wrecking.
E.
What was the E? Was there really an E on there?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't say
every day.
Oh, every day. Yes. Every day.
I just completely made that up.
Yes. That was it. Every day. Yes. That was it. Every day.
I mean,
that was a while ago. Yeah. But that was it. Every day. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh, hi, friends. It's Hillary,
Joy,
and Sophia, and we are your drama queens.
We are going on tour, and we are so excited to announce that we will be live streaming our New York stop of the tour on October 20th at 5 p.m.
We have guests Barbara Allen Woods, Daphne Zuniga, Tyler Hilton, and Matt Barr.
That's right. If you live stream the show, you will get to see the guests from both New York City shows right in your own home.
Amazing.
It's amazing. So get your tickets now at dramaqueensoth.com and we will see you on October 20th.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Tamara told me the other day on the pod that my hair looked like a crack whore and I needed to get highlights. So
she was like, her roots are like this, and then
it's
greasy.
A term of endearment over here on Two Teas in a Pod. So
that's when you know you guys really love each other. Called a crack whore.
If I take these extensions out, I look like a damn crack whore. Like, hair is all skinny and
how do you go from having extensions to not?
I can't.
I don't have any extensions right
17
now.
17 years of extensions.
You're
I can't.
Fucked. You're fucked. Absolutely screwed. Fucked. You can never. I'm like so screwed what will ever happen.
Yeah. Ever. Especially with blonde. Blondes are usually like skinny old thin hair.
Yeah, exactly. Nasty hair. Totally.
Well, guys, I get goat hairs now. Like things coming out of my chin. And I'll note.
I got one right here.
And yeah. then I won't notice. And by the time I notice, it's so long. I'm like, why the F has no one in my family told me like this? It's long enough that like.
That means your husband loves you so much.
Or he doesn't, because that's the first person that needs to be like, oh, yo, you need a pluck now. Like trim, like.
No, then he does love her, because if he sees it, he doesn't say anything. Like,
you want to walk around with the hair sticking out of you, but if you guys had.
No.
So I'll see it in the car, and then I'm like trying to get it out, like with my own finger. I can't.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me tell you a trick. Because I keep tweezers in the car. Keep tweezers in the car because everything, you know.
Because you can see everything in the car mirror.
Yes, yeah. And then lighting, when you're light, you know, I pluck, you know, like my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Only go to a podcast and we end it with crack whore every day.
I know. Well, I was going to throw in their nipple hair, but I don't think I'm going to go there.
Ever since I got my boobs done, guys, which was 7 years ago, I don't get nipple hair anymore. Did they like cut out the
that's me. Me too, because I have my nipples made smaller. So
because my nipples were so, I mean, they were long. They look
most
like
embarrassing time in my life is just barely dating Eddie for a few months. And he pulled out a nipple hair.
Are you this dude? That's love.
And I was mortified. I didn't even know I had a nipple hair. He's like, oh, what's this? Click.
That's true love, man. That's shit. Oh, look at Tamara. I don't know. I just like it to be on, like, him on top and me, you know, in the car. Please. You guys are plucking each other. Bath hair, nipple hair.
Yeah, Tamara, I have something to tell you. When you met Eddie, I was like, oh, my God. I thought you guys made the most beautiful couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like really happy for you.
Thank you. He's a sweetheart.
He's Latino, right?
He's what? Yeah, he is.
So is mine. He's Latino.
Yeah, because they're good lovers.
Yeah. Oh, mine is too. So you guys. Yes. I was gonna say Teddy, your guy is too. Right? Yeah, they're like.
Are you tease and you're a Latino lover?
Yeah, they're so passionate. Oh my God.
We're just passionate, loving, loyal, like all those.
They're
things.
Passionate, loving, loyal, a little bit crazy.
A lot of crazy.
No, Eddie's very even tempered. Very.
He's even tempered. But he also has his like boundaries.
Yeah. Oh, he has boundaries.
Oh, oh my God. Boundaries are so big with Louis. And Louis doesn't curse. Like, so it's like when I can't, I feel bad to even say fuck because he doesn't curse. He does not curse.
Eddie doesn't very often either.
Edwin doesn't really either. I like that he doesn't curse because my ex used to curse all the time.
Yeah, but the difference is, Tamara, like, you know.
Well, I think he's got a bigger vocabulary than your ex-husband.
and they don't care.
Night and day. Like, when Louis speaks, I love to listen to him.
Yeah. What were you saying, Melissa? You were trying to say
something. Eddie doesn't care. Like, you're going to sit and look at our mouths, right?
Yeah.
Eddie's not going to be pissed and come down on you and judge you.
He lets me be me and do what I want as long as there's boundaries and I'm not crossing those boundaries. He doesn't care.
And as long as you kind of set the tone for what they're walking into, then they know.
Yeah. Listen, let me just blindside it.
Yeah.
What's your husband, Teddy?
Me, my husband, he's Colombian. And like he came over here. Yeah, he's full Colombian, came over here when he was younger. And then his parents actually ended up at camp.
Really?
Yeah, and then he like was in, you know, the foster care system, and then, you know, his mom got out, and, you know, he's been self-made since he was like 13 years old, taking care of his entire family. And like, so when I met him, obviously, like, I had a completely different upbringing, but like, I just fell in love with his drive and his work ethic and the way that he takes care of his family. And was just so, you know, I grew up in Indiana. Like you know, it's not really the same.
But that made him who he is and why.
Yeah,
he is
and
such
that's
a good
why
guy.
I fell in love with him.
And like, he could have went one way or the other.
Meet? How did you guys meet?
Drunk at a club.
How old are you? And
So I was recently just divorced from I got married when I was young, like just, you know, no drama there, just like we. Well, you know, I was like too young. And he had a baby and we were out. Who goes out the night after Christmas? Apparently we do when you're like going through traumatic situations, like life changes. And we met and the next morning we woke up and I'm like, I got to get to work at 6 o'clock. Edmund, he's like, my name's Edwin.
That's amazing.
He had a baby.
Yeah. And she's my amazing stepdaughter. Like, I never thought I wanted kids until I met her, fell in love like with her and all of these things. So it's like, I didn't like break up a marriage or anything like that. Yeah. Like that. They were already not together, but
how old was the baby?
When I first met her, she was like 10 weeks old.
Baby.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know anything about babies or anything, but like Bella has like beyond changed my life. And I fell in love with him as a father too, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And
from that day, you guys always.
Yeah. I mean, the first year was a little messy. We were both messy. You know, neither of us were ready at first, but we just had so much fun together. I think if you can laugh with each other and not take everything so seriously, and also be willing to work at your marriage, you're gonna get through whatever.
But serious question, do you ever call him Edmund?
No, but I get so grossed out when he says his name's Eddie, not because of Eddie Judge, but because that was like the name he gave me that night. Like he was like, my name is Eddie. And he doesn't go by Eddie. And I'm like,
you two are meant to be. You and your Eddies.
I know.
Why did you say Eddie? Like your name is Edwin. Like, don't try to like make it better than it is.
I call him, I like to call him Ed.
I call him Ed. Or
I like Ed.
And what's Tamara, up, what's your, what Spanish is your husband?
He's from Guadalajara. So he was.
Guadalajara? I never heard of that, really.
Yeah. So he.
Like, wait, that's like what it is, Guadalajara?
In Mexico, yeah. So yeah.
So he's Mexican.
He's Mexican, yeah. Okay, so he was born in Guadalajara. He kind of had a, his parents didn't go to jail, but he doesn't have a relationship with his mom or his dad. Grandma brought him over from Mexico when he was like two. They literally lived in a garage for years, like, because they had no money. And he, you know, he could have went either way. Like, he moved to Anaheim right by Disneyland, and he went the total opposite way. Like, she just didn't want to be like his parents. His mom was on drugs, and his dad was a professional ball player.
Oh, wow.
With you two. Look at your husbands.
Louis, Mexican, Dominican, and Puerto Rican.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you get all the spices. Yeah.
Where was he born and raised?
So his father is Mexican and Puerto Rican, and his mother is Dominican.
Is English a second language?
He was born and raised, I think, in Bronx.
Okay.
In the Bronx, yeah. But his mom was born in Dominican, but his father was born here. Yeah, but his father's half Mexican, half Puerto Rican. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I love his family. They're like such beautiful people.
When did he move to Jersey?
He's from Rockland County, Rockland, New York. Uh-huh. And then he moved to Jersey after that. I think 7 years now we've been together. Like when I met him, he was living in Jersey, I think 7 years.
How long have you guys been together?
2 years.
2 years.
And did you know right away?
I would say so. Yes. Yeah. Like, and not that I even thought of anything. But yeah, I mean, like, we didn't get engaged till what, a year after, like a year and 2 months left. Yeah, because it turned a year in July, and then we got engaged in that October.
God, it feels like you guys have been together so much longer than that.
And is he the first guy post Joe that you ever felt this way, like had any sort of romantic feeling towards?
I dated one other guy, after Joe.
Yeah.
So, but like, it was like,
yeah, not the same.
I knew it was not going to be anything, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just dipping your toes in.
Yeah. So, which I'm glad that I didn't have to, like, I'm glad I didn't date a lot of guys, because that's really not my thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad it was quick, you know?
Yeah.
And I never thought I would get married again. And he really is, he's really my soulmate. He is.
Yeah. You guys are so cute together.
Yeah. So.
Well, we know we're out of time, you guys, but. Thank you so much. Should we go for drinks at BravoCon?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Are your Latino men going to be with you?
No, we're leaving them at home.
Oh,
I am. I know. I felt bad the other day. I go, Eddie, you sure you don't want to go? Because, you know, we still have Sophia at home, and she doesn't have a driver's license yet. So it's so hard to.
Wait, do you think Eddie wants to go to BravoCon with all these crazy ladies?
Probably not, but just to go to New York and hang out. And
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
The problem is we're working so much. Yeah. It's like,
don't kill me, Tamara. Who's Sophia?
My youngest daughter.
Wait, how old is she?
She's 17.
Oh, okay. I thought you had all your kids were out already.
No, she's a senior in high school. So she still doesn't have her driver's license. So I'm like, okay listen, next week we're going. Next week. She failed once and she won't go back.
Oh, that's okay. Because I'm like, why didn't she have it? That's why. Okay, she's probably scared now, right?
Yeah, because I drive her everywhere. That's why.
You know what? If I could go back and fail mine so I never had to drive again, I would.
No, yeah. Well, she's... I
have three dogs, four dogs, guys. But
aww.
This is the golden Rosie. But Gia took her multiple to school. So we all miss her, yeah.
Aww. Oh my gosh. Well, we can't wait for the upcoming season and to see you guys in New York. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
And you guys, tune in to Namaste Bitches. What does it drop Wednesday afternoons?
Every Wednesday morning.
Every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Thank you. This was fun. Thank you.
Guys,
thank you so much.
See you.
See you next month. Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.